Notice we are told that now as we come to verse 9, and we see the anguish in the world because of the judgment on Babylon. And I'm reading now from my translation, which I could not recommend, but at least we're bringing out the original. And the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived deliciously, that is, in luxury with her, shall weep and wail over her when they look upon the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, "Woe, woe, the great city, Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come." Now, in this day, that is the day that's spoken of here, Babylon will dominate and rule the world. She'll have the first total dictatorship. That is, Antichrist will be dictator of the world, and the world will become an awful place. In that day, everything will center in Babylon. The stock market will be read from Babylon, not New York. Babylon will set the styles for the world, not Paris. A play to be successful will have to be a success in Babylon, not London. And everything in the city is in rebellion against Almighty God, and it centers in Antichrist. No one dreamed that this great city would be judged. Yet by the time the sun went down, Babylon was nothing but smoldering ruins. When the news goes out, the world is stunned. And then begins the wail. The whole world will howl when Babylon goes down. If you were on the moon, you'd have to tune down your earphones. So loud would be the howl. Now, we saw in chapter 17 that the kings of the earth hated religious Babylon, and with Antichrist got rid of it in order that he might be worshipped, because he didn't want any competition even in the area of religion. And they all destroyed her. But here in chapter 8, we see that the kings of the earth love commercial Babylon because of the revenue she brought to their coffers. In fact, it's called here fornication. And you can't have a better word for it than that. And all of the lobbyists were in Babylon, not Washington. They were there representing all the great corporations of the world and the unions, and about every organization in the world had lobbyists there. And this is an unholy alliance of politics and big business. They desert Babylon like rats leaving a sinking ship. Their mourning is both pathetic and contemptible. They eulogize her with panegyrics of praise, but there is a hopelessness in their anguish. They marvel at the sudden destruction of that which they thought was gilt-edged security. And the judgment came in the space of 1 hour, reminding us of the sudden devastation caused by an atomic explosion. This is a frightful picture that's presented to us here. And this is the final conflagration and catastrophic judgment that will bring Christ to the earth to set up his kingdom.